Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Yudalef, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 11, Mishnah 10. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. We learned in the previous Mishnah that any time that a Nara, a young girl, goes into her own jurisdiction for even one moment, her father loses the opportunity, the ability, to be able to be made for her Nedarim to abolish her vows. Now there's three ways that a young lady, a girl, could go into her own Rishos, into her own jurisdiction. Number one is if she gets married. If she's married, then even if she gets divorced or she's widowed, the halacha is she's considered in her own jurisdiction. And in halacha, we call that a yesoima b'chayyav, an orphan in the life of her father. Her father is still alive, but she still is considered like a yesoima because he has absolutely no right to do anything with her nedarim, her vows. Number two is if her father would die. Let's say you have a nara, a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, and her father dies. In that situation, she is under her own jurisdiction. No one could abolish her vows. And finally, a bygeres, after she becomes a bygeres, which is 12 and a half and above, she's considered a regular gedayla, a regular full-grown adult. And again, her father loses his jurisdiction to be mefer to abolish her vows. The Mishnah says like this, Teisha naros, there are nine young ladies, nidrei and kayomen, that their vows remain standing because they're no longer in the jurisdiction of their father. They're considered in their own rishos, their own jurisdiction. Number one, says the Mishnah, bygeres v'hi yisayma, a bygeres, which usually means a girl after 12 and a half, and she's a yisayma, she's an orphaness. It doesn't mean literally what it says. What it means is that she took the nedarim when she was a bygeres, but she's also a yisayma b'chayav, an orphaness in the life of her father. That means to say her father married her off when she was a nara, between 12 and 12 and a half, and then she became a divorcee, or she was widowed. So in that situation, and now she goes and she makes a neder when she's a bygeres. The halacha is that her father cannot be made for it. Can't abolish the vow. Number two, Naro Bogra Vihi Yisayma. She took a nether when she was an hour between 12 and 12 and a half. Again, she was somebody who had left her father's jurisdiction either because she was married and then widowed or married and then divorced. And now, when she comes to try to abolish her vow, she's already a Bagera, she's already older. She's already past 12 and a half. Number three, Naro Shalai Bogra Vihi Yisayma. She took the vow when she was an hour. And she was the Yisayma Chayav. Again, she was either divorced or widowed. She's not yet a bagar. She's still 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. These three cases are Yisaymas B'chayyav, are talking about girls whose fathers are still alive, but nevertheless don't have jurisdiction over them. Case number four, says the Mishnah, Bagarasu Meisavia. She took a vow after her father had literally passed away. She is a Yisaymas, she's a real orphaness. But she took the vow, but she made the vow when she was ready a bagaris after 12 and a half. Case number five, Naru Bagarasu Meisavia. She took the vow after her father had died, but she took it when she was a Nara, between 12 and 12 and a half, and now she's a Bagaris, now she's already past 12 and a half. Case number six, Nara Shaloi Bagro Meisavia. She took a vow after her father died, when she was still a Nara, and she's not a Bagaris, she's still a Nara. These are three cases of a girl who's literally an orphaness. Case number seven, Nara Shameisavia Omisha Meisavia Bagro. She took a vow when she was a Nara, then her father died, and now she's a Bagaris, she's past 12 and a half. Or Bagaris Vavia Kaim. She took a vow when she was a Bagaris past the age of 12 and a half. Her father is still alive, but still has no power over her. And case number nine, Nara Bagaris Vavia Kaim. She took a vow when she was a Nara between 12 and 12 and a half. And now she's a Bagaris. Now she's past 12 and a half, but her father is still alive. These are three cases of Bagaris of a girl past 12 and a half. Rabbi Huda says, Af Hamasi Bita Ketana. Even someone who marries off his young daughter, she's a Ketana, she's under 12. Midasamunai Nisgarsha, and she becomes widowed or divorced. And she returns back to her father's home. Adayin Hinara, she's considered a Nara. Really, the girsa here, the appropriate text is Ve'adayin Hinara, and she is still a Nara. That means to say, even though the father married her off when she was under 12, she was considered a Ketana, a minor. And then she was widowed or divorced and came back home. And she's still a Nara. That means she's still between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half. Even so, her Nedarim, her vows, remain standing, and her father has no jurisdiction over her, because since she was married, she went out of her father's rishus, and now he no longer has any power over her. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing, and wonderful day, and a great rest of your week.